Hello, stranger. What brings you out here?
What's that?
I don't know. Stand still.
Victoria, darling.
Jeanette Jones. How wonderful to see you.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition. Are you ready to exercise your faith with your friends in Discovery Mountain? Well, good, because this is episode 1 of season 38 called Battle Song. Keziah is about to have a really good idea, one that will spark a whole chain of events in Discovery and in Grizzly Mountain, too. Keziah's ideas do that sometimes. Remember the cube puzzle era? Well, this morning, Gramps Gordy is out for his morning walk, and he has a tag-along. Let's join them. And wondering what our Bible story is this season? We'll hear that, too. Let's join everyone for today's episode called The First Note.
What a great day for a walk.
Sure is.
Jumpin' Jehoshaphat. Who said that?
It's just me, Gramps Gordy.
Oh, hi there,
Keziah. Keziah Smith. Remember?
Oh, yes, yes. Your mom's my doctor.
That's me.
You still have your tarantula?
Princess, of course. She's beautiful. Did my mom tell you about her?
Oh, she did. Apparently, some people are afraid of tarantulas.
I know, right? Not me.
Well, good on you,
Keziah.
Look, a float plane's coming in.
Blue Birdie, let's go greet her.
I suppose it's a good morning to walk around the lake.
Blue Birdie!
Shouldn't you be getting to school?
It's the weekend. There's no school today.
Well,
What's that?
I don't know.
When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you.
Quiet! Stand still. Look. See it?
A moose.
Let it walk back into the forest. It's not interested in us.
It's so tall. And those antlers.
When I'm afraid.
There he goes. Back into the forest.
That was scary.
Scary? Nah. That moose didn't mean us any harm. Just keep your distance from wildlife.
I just didn't expect him.
But you're the girl with the tarantula.
Princess is tiny and cute. That moose was huge.
Well, I suppose we're all afraid of something.
Blue Birdie's landing. I wonder who's flying, Mr. Simon or Jake?
You go on and find out.
Mr. Simon.
Keziah, well, hello.
I was walking and I saw Blue Birdie.
That's a nice welcome home.
I just saw a moose. It was huge.
Yeah, the moose come closer to town in the fall when the weather is cooling off.
It is getting cooler every morning. Mr. Simon, were you on an adventure?
Well, if an adventure you mean stocking up on fall supplies for trekkers, then yes.
Morning, George.
Gramps Gordy, good morning. Hey, would you two like to help me carry some boxes back to Trekkers?
Sure, Mr. Simon. I'll take two.
Well, one each will do, Keziah.
I got one.
You both saved me a trip. Thank you. Now, how about some chamomile tea at Trekkers for your trouble?
Now, that sounds nice.
Yay! Come on, I'll lead the way. Just make your own kind of joyful. Just clap your hands
now,
and raise up.
I wish I had some of that useful energy.
You and me both. Come on. Let's try and catch up.
Here you go, George.
Hi, Gadget. Good boy. Come on, Grunt Squirty. We can sit over here.
I'll put the kettle on and be right over. Cyrus, do you have to rush off?
Nope. I'll join you.
Cyrus, we just saw a huge moose.
Were you scared?
I was, but I remembered.
When I am afraid,
I will trust in you.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, it's a song our parents taught us.
Yeah, to sing when we feel afraid. Psalm 56, verse 3.
Ah, no wonder it sounded familiar.
Yeah, it works pretty well. I've told some of my patients about it.
Patients? You're too young to be a nurse or a doctor.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm a phlebotomist.
Blood draws? I don't like those.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Tea time.
Thanks, Mr. Simon.
Just make your own kind of joyful noise.
Just clap your hands and raise up your voice.
It doesn't matter if you're not on key like me.
That was fun. Mr. Simon, I didn't know that you knew that song.
I do.
You can perfect it in... How's it go?
You can perfect it in eternity.
Gramps Gordy, you know that song too?
I know it from somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
A group of us used to sing when the days were cooler in the fall.
In the fall?
Yes. And we wear scarves and we'd sing up at... George, you remember, right?
The fall and singing up. Oh, the Harvest Festival.
That's it. Up at Lookout Ledge.
I haven't thought about that in years.
It sounds like fun.
The Harvest Festival was a lot of wholesome fun. Singing songs and worshiping together.
Up at Lookout Ledge?
Yes, the view is beautiful in the fall.
It's breathtaking.
People would come from all around. We'd have warm drinks and fellowship.
So, why'd you stop?
Oh, we all just got too busy.
We should have a Harvest Festival this year.
Should we?
Yes.
Kezi, you can't just plan a whole event on the spur of the moment. It takes work.
Yeah, I guess. It was just an idea.
Hey, it was a good idea, though.
An idea that your town mayor could make a reality.
Really, Mr. Simon?
I can see who's in favor.
Oh, customer, I'll get it.
Gadget! Good boy. Cyrus, do you have any gloves?
Right on the shelf next to the raincoats.
Thanks. I was walking to work at the hotel and my hands are cold. Feels like fall is just around the corner.
Haley, are you a fan of fall leaves and singing?
Oh yes, of course. Who isn't?
Hear that, Mr. Simon? You might just get your Harvest Festival votes after all.
I'll call a meeting and find out.
As Mr. Simon makes plans for a meeting about a possible Harvest Festival, Haley arrives at work.
Haley, you're late.
Good morning, Madam Manager. I'm 15 minutes early for my shift.
Are you? Oh, yes. Well, you're usually 30 minutes early.
I...
It's okay, my young protégé. I'm only teasing.
Oh, well, I can't always tell when you're teasing, Madam Manager.
Yes, well, so I've been told. Now, I have a special treat for you today.
You do? Oh, how exciting.
Yes, you get to meet one of my other protégés.
You've mentored other women like me?
Yes. And just like you, she showed promise. And with the help of a mentor like me, well, she's wildly successful.
Oh, I can't wait to meet her.
She's a music manager, has all sorts of famous clients.
Ooh.
Jeanette, what's with the enormous bunch of flowers in the lobby?
Mr. McGee, it looks nice, doesn't it?
Looks expensive.
I want everything to look nice for Victoria Brooks. She's bringing one of her musicians with her.
Still, the flowers? They necessary?
Mr. McGee, Victoria's client might be part of an event that could bring a lot of business to the hotel.
Well, when might and could become real, then we'll talk business.
You are always wise, Mr. McGee. Oh, Victoria. Victoria's here. Places, everyone.
Yes, cut off. Welcome to the Emerald Lake.
Victoria, darling.
Jeanette Jones. How wonderful to see you.
Welcome to you both.
Thank you, ma'am.
Please allow me to introduce you to the hotel owner, Mr. McGee. Where did he go?
Back to his office, Madam Manager.
Madam Manager. Oh, Jeanette, now that takes me back.
It's a name I cherish. This is Haley Foster. She's my protege. Haley, meet Victoria Brooks.
Miss Brooks, pleased to meet you.
You too, honey.
And you are?
Jeanette, I explained the situation. Is your hotel prepared for the level of privacy that my client demands?
Now, Victoria, it's fine.
We are prepared, Victoria. Sir, what shall we call you?
You can just call me Lee.
Lee, yes, Lee. This is Lee. That's all your nosy small town needs to know.
Nosy small town? The Emerald Lake Hotel and Spa is the premier destination in the region.
Yee-haw! Now, what was that?
Miss Brooks, that was Mr. McGee. His yee-haw is our token of his appreciation to his extremely qualified staff. Now, let's get you both checked in, shall we?
Yes. Thank you.
Your credit card and ID, please. Just yours will suffice to protect the identity of you, sir.
It's honestly fine.
Thank you, Miss... What was your name again?
Haley, Miss Brooks. We have rooms for you both on the top floor corner. Very secure. Now, please wait just a moment. I'll be right back with your room keys.
Jeanette. She's good.
I know.
Future manager material.
She's the best I've seen. Since you, of course.
But of course.
Now, tell me all about this event that Lee is going to sing for. Off record, of course.
Have you heard of a grubby little place called Grizzly Mountain?
Oh, yes. Tell me more.
Would you like to learn more? Me too. Maybe we will. But after the break.
Hi, listeners. I'm Clara Goodman, the voice of Lana here in Discovery Mountain. I've been a voice actor since the program began, and it has been a really amazing experience. I love to show my love of Discovery Mountain by wearing some of their awesome merch. The hoodie and t-shirts are my favorite. Would you like to show off your love of Discovery Mountain too? You can find all the merch at discoverymountain.com/store.
The next day at Discovery Mountain Academy, the 7th and 8th grade class is a buzz. Let's join them.
Miss Holt?
Yes, Piper?
I didn't have time to finish my English assignment this weekend.
Oh, that's all right, Piper. You can turn it in tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. So I'm not in trouble?
Of course not. You are my 7th grader.
7th! Miss Holt?
Piper, Miss Holt loves us. We're amazing.
You're all very, very special. One of the most special parts about you, you don't need me to teach you high school algebra.
Miss Holt, you really missed teaching 7th and 8th, didn't you?
Oh, Keziah, you have no idea.
Good morning, 7th graders.
Chaplain Jake. All right, favorite students, it's time for Bible class with Chaplain Jake.
Thanks, Miss Holt. Now, class, let's turn in our Bibles to the book of 2 Chronicles.
This book is confusing. Why are there always two different kings?
Good question, Hugo. Can anybody answer that?
So the kingdom was divided. There was Judah and Israel, two nations.
So there were kings of both nations?
Exactly. Now, last week we read about Asa, the king of... where?
Judah.
Yep. And now his son Jehoshaphat becomes king. Why are y'all laughing?
Oh, Gramps Gorey has a saying.
Jumpin' Jehoshaphat.
Yeah, he does like to say that.
It's funny.
It is funny. But as you'll see, Jehoshaphat was a good king. A courageous and faithful king. Nothing funny about his life.
Did he follow God?
He did.
Oh, Chaplain Jake?
Yes, Keziah?
Gramps Gorey told me about this thing they used to do in the olden times in Discovery.
The olden times? Okay, go on.
It was a harvest festival, with singing and worship, and people from all over came here for it.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I love singing.
Singing? Ugh.
We should have a harvest festival.
That's what I said. There's a town meeting about it tonight.
That's a great idea, Keziah. Now, back to our Bible story.
Oh, Chaplain Jake?
Yes, Hugo?
Was there apple cider?
In the kingdom of Judah?
No, at the harvest festival.
I don't know, but we could have it at ours.
Glass? Glass?
Oh, Jake, just give them a minute. Aren't these seventh graders precious?
Precious? More like restless.
Try again tomorrow, Chaplain Jake.
Okay, fine. I'll try again then.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, senior.
Cyrus, call me Brianna already. You've been doing that for weeks.
Why, senior?
Carson, you too?
All of us, senior.
You all are going to make my senior year the worst, aren't you?
We're trying.
Well, find a table and sit down.
If we can't bug you at school, at least we can bug you at work.
Bugging me? You want a bug in your sweet potato fries, my friend?
All right. Let's de-escalate, you two.
Seriously, sit. I have to get back to work.
Bring us lemonades.
Yes, Carson. Oh, Uncle John, hi.
Hi, Brianna.
Ooh, look at all those apples.
It's that time of year. Is your Aunt Michelle here?
In the kitchen, last I saw.
Thanks. I have a present for you.
Oh, John, apples, yay.
Yeah, you can bake apple bars and pies and... What's wrong?
Wrong?
You've been crying.
You know me too well, John.
Are Gracie and Judah okay?
Oh, the kids are fine. It's just the cafe.
The family biz? Is the dishwasher broken again? I can take a look. Oh, please don't tell me it's the ovens. That last repair was so expensive.
No, nothing's broken.
Oh, well, good. So the cafe's pretty full. Are we losing customers?
No, that's fine. I have a dream.
A dream?
The town wants to hold a harvest festival. Well, there's a vote tonight about it.
A harvest festival? Oh, yeah. I was here one year as a kid for that. Aunt Lucy took us.
Yes, well, John, you know I've always dreamed of having a food truck.
Michelle.
I know. It's a stretch. And don't worry, it's too expensive. I can't afford one.
Well, that's good.
Good. It would be a dream to take the cafe on the road, to events.
Well, it sounds like it's for the best.
Thank you for the apples, John. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do.
Okay. What did I say?
John.
Michelle?
Oh, Amanda. Come in.
Oh, hi, John. I see that I'm here at a bad time.
I was just leaving. See you, Amanda. Michelle.
Michelle, I'm sorry. I didn't realize your ex-husband was here.
It's all right, Amanda. How are you, my friend?
I have to go back to New York in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good. You'll get to see Brody.
Yes, but I also have to go back to court. I don't want to take Natalia back into all that. She's so happy here. Could she possibly...
Yes, she can stay with me. No trouble at all, Amanda.
Oh, thank you. That's such a relief.
Anytime.
Two orders of sweet potato fries and three lemonades.
Coming right up.
See you later.
Bye, Miss Campbell. Hey, Aunt Michelle, do we have any plastic bugs?
Plastic bugs? Ah, a prank on your friends?
Cyrus, mostly.
Let me see what I can do.
Thanks, Aunt Michelle. You're the best.
Miss Michelle isn't having a good day, is she? Let's take a break and see how everyone's doing right after this.
Hello, Discovery Mountain listeners. I'm Ken Norton, Speaker Director of the Voice of Prophecy, the ministry that brings you this program. Have you seen the Discovery Mountain Expedition Bible Guides yet? They are perfect for kids and families. These 14 Bible guides make God's Word come alive through stories, activities, and lessons. Spark curiosity and encourage spiritual growth at discoverymountain.com/expedition.
Mr. Simon's meeting is starting at the mayor's office. Is anyone interested in Keziah's idea?
Mr. Simon, I hope we can do the Harvest Festival.
Me too, Keziah.
Let's find a seat, honey.
Kezi, over here.
Okay, Dad.
Joyce, thanks for being here.
Of course. I'd love a Harvest Festival.
Dr. Scott Smith.
Ken, we're not at the hospital. You can call me Tara.
Okay, Tara. That feels weird. We'd need extra medical support for an event like this, right?
Probably. At least a first aid tent.
For sure.
Mr. Simon, will we need security for this event?
Well, I don't know. Let's first see if we all want to hold the event.
What's all this about?
Dad, we're meeting to see if we want to bring back the Harvest Festival.
Harvest Festival? Oh, yeah. We used to have apple cider, right?
Nice. I'll have to tell Hugo.
Can I have your attention, everyone? Thank you for coming to my office this evening. First, let's pray, though. Officer Lewis, would you pray for us?
Sure thing, Mr. Mayor. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us together tonight. Please help us to make the best decision for our town. Let us be found faithful, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
How many of you remember the harvest festivals we used to have here?
We loved them as teenagers.
Yeah, John remembers attending one as a kid with his Aunt Lucy.
I mean, a lot of us didn't live here back then.
Yeah, you're right. Well, not very many people here, that's for sure.
But it sounds like a wonderful way to praise God and tell others about him.
A good witness.
My students would participate, I think. A good, wholesome activity the whole family would enjoy.
Amen.
We could advertise around the area.
Print some flyers and run some digital ads.
I can help with that.
And you can help with the food, Michelle.
Up at Lookout Ledge? I don't know, but I could try.
Who's in favor? Show of hands.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So?
You're all in favor. Wonderful. Now, when?
After the end of September, please. My students are just settling into their school year routines.
Okay, so first weekend in October?
Yumi and I are visiting my mom that weekend.
So I'll be short-staffed at the hospital.
And Deputy Bo has training that weekend, so I'll be short-staffed too.
How about the next weekend?
That could work. Everyone?
Yeah, sure. That would work for me.
Second weekend of October. It always snows that weekend.
Of course. How could we forget?
What about Thursday? No weekend problems, no snow, hopefully.
Thursday
should work.
Well, do we agree? All in favor?
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
We have the votes. Thank you, everyone, for participating. We'll host a harvest festival the first Thursday in October.
Yippee!
Have a good night, everyone.
Cyrus, are we sure Brianna's here at the library?
I heard her tell Haley to meet her here. It's time to get even.
You're taking this a little too seriously, buddy.
Hey, this is war.
Gentlemen, is there a place around here to grab a bite to eat?
There's the cafe, but careful. Look at what you might find in your food.
Now that looks like a prank.
It's just a plastic bug. Our friend works at the cafe, and she was just messing with Cyrus here.
That sounds like a whole lot of wholesome fun.
Hey, are you from here? You seem familiar.
No. Just looking for a quiet meal and... Hey, this is a library.
Yep, sure is.
A quiet meal and a good book.
Well, come on in. Are you from Grizzly?
Oh, Grizzly Mountain? No, but I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah?
Cyrus, Brianna told me about the bug. Oh.
Hello, miss.
Hello, stranger. What brings you out here?
Looking for a good book.
LC, can you show this nice person I've never met before a book? What type, sir?
Okay, LC. A good book about, I don't know, surprise me.
She wants you to follow her.
Oh, So the cat will actually help me find a book?
Her name's LC, for library cat.
Well, lead the way, LC.
Haley?
Don't ask, you guys. Just don't.
Haley, do you have our biology notes?
Biology what?
To study for our exam?
Yes. Oh, yes, I have them.
Haley, who is that guy? You clearly know him.
Isn't it time we left?
If you're thinking about the bug prank, there's no sense trying to get even. It won't scare me.
Oh, man.
Come on, Haley, let's study.
Yes, see you guys. Go home.
Okay, see ya.
Hey, you two.
It's May from the bowling alley.
Why is she here?
Have you guys seen a tall guy in a cowboy hat?
Why do you ask?
Oh, been tracking him all day. We're in this contest to host a music event in Grizzly.
Oh, yeah? Music Palooza? Grizzly's never gonna win.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
That's just what people are saying.
Well, I heard that Levi Hayes is in town with his music manager.
Levi Hayes? The singer?
Yes, and if he's here, that means they might be getting ready to announce a winner. Us.
Levi Hayes?
Ooh, I'm gonna go check the cafe.
Okay.
You really should come bowl again sometime. Love to see you.
Thanks? That was super weird.
What do we do?
Tell Haley to tell the guy in the cowboy hat not to go to the cafe.
Levi Hayes? For real?
Let's warn them.
There's a musician in Discovery Mountain, and May is determined to find him. Isn't she, Director Doug?
She is, and what did Carson say the contest is? A music palooza?
Yes, that sounds interesting.
Definitely. Victoria Brooks seems like a determined music manager.
She really does. I like the Discovery Mountain idea. A harvest festival? Well, that's more my style than a noisy palooza.
Ah, me too. The Harvest Festival sounds like a wonderful place for our Discovery friends to share their faith.
Yes, and I liked Keziah's song.
The song for when she felt afraid based on...
Yeah, Psalm 56, verse 3. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
Listeners, do you have a song that you sing when you feel afraid? If not, why not learn Keziah's?
Oh, that's a great way to exercise your faith.
Try it, and we'll see you here next time.
You've been listening to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us online to listen to more episodes on demand at discoverymountain.com. Discovery Mountain is a ministry of the Voice of Prophecy. Creator and executive producer, Jean Boonstra. Director, Douglas Bruce, with original music by Danny Columbi. Executive producer, Ruben Gomez. Producers, Fiona Lin and Joel Baker.